you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. And so we bless your name this morning. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for being such an awesome God. We thank you, God, that no one can compare to you. God, you're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. You're righteous in all your ways, and you're everything that we need and more. God, your word tells us that you are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. And not only do we have to go by your word to be able to apply that to our lives, But if we are truly honest with ourselves, God, there has been nobody that has loved us like you have done, God. You've done so many great and marvelous things, God. Words cannot even express how great you have been to us in our lives. And this morning, we just want to say thank you, God. There's no one who sits high like you. Oh, God, there's no one who looks low like you. There's no one who changed like you. There's no one who heals like you. There's no one who delivers like you, God. And we can search all over, God, and we'll never find anyone that's like you. And so we bless your name, God. As we begin our early morning prayer this morning, God, we magnify you with the fruit of our lips, God. We offer unto you a sacrifice of praise because you are such a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be lifted up, God, because you are such a great and an awesome God. And we thank you, God, that you give us access to you, such a people as we are, God. David said, who art man that you are mindful of him, God? You made us a little bit lower than the angels, but you have given us a direct connection to you. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, for if it had not been for the Lord on our side, God, we would not be able to come boldly before your throne of grace, intercede on behalf of others, make petitions on our own behalf, God, and to lift up your name and to praise your name. But God, now you have allowed for us to enter into your holies of holies because, God, you have made us instruments of praise. You made us vessels where your spirit chooses to dwell in, God, and now we have you with us, walking with us each and every day, leading us each and every day, guiding us, God, and we want to say thank you, God, that you thought highly of me, that you chose to dwell in me and allow your spirit to inhabit me, and I want to say thank you, God, today, because in this flesh there is no good thing. Oh, God, if you are not in me, God, if you are not walking with me, God, I will come short of your glory, God, and I don't allow, and I won't allow this day anything to separate me from your love, oh God, on this day, because you're not willing to allow anything to separate us from your love. That's why you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. His blood cleanses us today. His blood washes us and makes us whole. His blood delivers us from every shackle and every tie that binds. His blood, God, cleanses us and makes us white as snow. And when we are white as snow, we can come before you, come before your glory, come before you, kneel down, God, in submission, God, humbleness in heart, oh, God, to bless your name, to be in your presence, to receive your strength, to receive your joy, to receive your love. Oh, God, thank you for making me white as snow, God. And if there's anything in us, oh, God, that's unlike you, we plead the blood even now, God, because the blood still works, God. The blood still delivers. It still heals. It still sets free, God. So we need the blood, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb this morning, because, God, we're desperately in need of more from you. We don't want anything to get in the way. We don't want anything to stop us. We don't want anything to hinder us, God, on this journey that we're taking, oh, God, this day. Oh, God, every step that we take, Lord, we take it knowing that you are with us. We don't want to take any steps without you, God, because you told us in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, God, and we need you to order our footsteps, God, to take us, oh, God, through these landmines of life and these traps and snares that life tries to bring our way, God, but when you are with us, you lead us and you guide us, oh God. You make sure we don't fall for anything that's foolish, God. You make sure that we don't fall into any snares and any traps, oh God, the enemy has set before us, because your word has already declared that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. It just won't work because we belong to you, Lord. We are a part of your royal priesthood, God. If we fail, oh God, then your name fails, God. If we fall short, God, then your name falls short. But we are declaring this morning that we shall walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We will walk under your anointing, God. We will be obedient to your word, God. We won't let any of our flesh get any of your glory, God. But we put this flesh under subjection. Right now, we submit ourselves to you. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done. There's nobody greater, God. Nobody greater than you. You're a God of love and a God of peace, a God of healing. And this morning, God, I want to focus on being that God of deliverance. You are such an awesome God, and you save your people from great and marvelous things. Since the beginning of the ages, the beginning of time, God, you have been the Savior of your people, God. Back in Egypt, God, when your people were under bondage, Lord, when they did not know a way out, God, and they cried upon you, the Word of God says you heard the cries of your people, God, and you, God, made a way for them to escape out of Egypt, God. You have done that for your people throughout time, God. When we call upon you, God, you not only hear us, but you answer us. And so, God, as we pray this morning, God, we need you to be that God this morning, the God of deliverance, oh God, the God of peace, the God of healing, the God of strength for us on this day. Deliver your people, God, from the bondages of sin, God. It comes to steal, kill, and destroy, God. Oh, God, sin leads to death, God. But free your people this day. In this place, oh, God, in this house, God, in this home, God, in this country, God, throughout this world, God, oh, God, save your people from the bondage of sin. God, we need the Savior. We need you to save your people, oh, God, from the bondage of conflict today. Sickness and disease, Lord, addictions and financial concerns, God, legal matters, mental illness, God, abuse and temptation, God. We need you to be our salvation, our Savior, oh God, on this day as we submit ourselves to you, as we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We need you to remove strongholds, things that await, God, sins that beset us, because God, you have us on a race. And we're on a race, oh God, to move forward in you. We're on a race, God, to grow higher in you and to grow stronger in you. Oh God, we're on a race, oh God, to get to our destination and our expected end that you have for us, God, because you have already promised us an expected end, God. Though storm clouds may rise, oh God, strong winds may blow, God, it does not matter because I serve the God who can tell the winds to be cease. Oh, and be still. God, I serve the God, oh God, who can heal every matter of sickness and disease. I serve the God who knows my ending from my beginning. And so, God, whatever comes my way, I know, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, because that's all I need to do is trust you and believe in you. And so, God, help us today. Help us and remind us, oh God, of who you are. Everything that we need, God, we can find it in you, Lord. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be concerned because there's nobody that's like you, God. I like, oh, God, Apple computers, and I like iPhones, God. And I say that there's nothing like an iPhone, but somebody else, God, may like an Android phone or they may like a Windows PC. But, God, when it comes to you, nothing can be compared. There's nobody that can stand upon your lane, oh, God, or your level, God. You are just great, oh, God. And since you're great, God, you're greatly to be praised. Let us not allow flesh, and let us not allow concerns. Let us not allow any other little bitty God, and that was with a lower a G and all letters are low. Let us not put anything else before you, because God, you are the great I am. Everything that we need and more, be that what we need, God. And it's awesome to know, God, that you just gave us that word, those words. Let the people know that I am sent you. Hallelujah. That means you are whatever we need to fill in the blank, God. You are a conqueror. You are a strong power. You are a way maker. You are the wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, you are the source of my life. You are the very air that I breathe, God. Whatever it is I need, God, you are my provider. You are my strong power. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. Whatever it is that we need, God, you are just that and more. Thank you for never failing. Thank you for being such an awesome God. No wonder the angels, no wonder the people cry out, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. And so we bless your name this morning. We thank you for this time of prayer. We pray that you anoint your people today as we submit our bodies as living sacrifice, to put this flesh under subjection and consecrate ourselves for your glory and for your honor. Bless us, oh God. Keep us all day long. and we'll declare your name high in the heavens and in the earth throughout this day. We thank you now, and we bless your name now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before you all go, just want to share this scripture with you this morning that blessed my soul, Psalm 3:8. And it reads, from the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Our God is the great deliverer. There's nothing that he can't bring you out of, and there's nothing that he cannot bring you through. Even when we fall short of God's glory, God is still God, and he's still able to do just what he says that he can do. And so if there's anything in your life that you need God to deliver, that you need him to provide a breakthrough, if you need him to open up a door, if you need him to make a way, I encourage you today to trust God and watch God work out on your behalf. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye. And join us tomorrow morning for early morning prayer at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. God bless you. Bye-bye.